Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the brand new General Banter podcast, which has been renamed. And I tell you something, wait till you hear the difference between this and the podcast formerly known as the Colin Jettis Show podcast. It will be indistinguishable, which means, I think, because I don't know how to deal with big words, it'll be the same. The reason this podcast is maybe a day late is because I made a new intro, which you may have or may not have heard, depending on whether I may or may not be arsed making it and think that it might be a better idea just to get it out there. But anyway, you're welcome back to this echoey fucking mess that we call a podcast. Here, Colin, why did you change it to General Banter? I'll tell you why. Because recently I sat down and I was thinking, you know, I'm trying to, we're trying to make a business out of this shit, right? So I basically sat down and I was like, right, this fucking podcast is pushing like 200 fucking thousand downloads. And I was like, you know, there's a lot of people out there who have sponsored podcasts. There's people who have way less fucking listeners than me that have sponsored podcasts. And I was just thinking, like, is that something I really want to do? Do I really want to, all of a sudden interrupt this very informative, educational, just gift to the nation? Do I want to interrupt that by going, you know, by the way, guys, this podcast is sponsored by fucking bloody blah. And I'm not that into that because, you know, I was just on the Mirror's website there. The Mirror, as Americans would call it. And I went to watch a video. Granted, the video was called, you know, Irish Boxer Fights Off Entire Mob of Angry Turkish Shopkeepers. But before I went to watch it, I had to watch an ad for Vagisil. Now, is that one of those cookies things where it's like, oh, we're calling the ads that you watch on the mirror.co.uk are actually related to a lot of your internet searches and shopping? I'm not sure. I'll tell you this. I have not purchased any Vagisil of late. And you gotta ask yourself, who's searching and buying Vagisil online? You know? What is Vagisil? Is it like, does it do something? You know, is it like, do you get it when you're like, oh, I've got a crusty minge? Or is it like a precautionary thing? You know, like, is it like just moisturising your face, but instead you're just rubbing it on your minge? What is it? Let's Google it. Is it shampoo? I swear to God, I need to stop eating bananas. And you're probably thinking at home, do you know what, Colin? eat just bananas for a month, maybe, you fat fuck. There's literally three things in life give me heartburn. Like, bananas, sausage rolls, and mayonnaise. Is there stuff in all that that's giving me heartburn? I don't know, Vagisil, let's see. Let's see what it is. Plunk. Anti-itch medicated wipe. Oh no. Instant relief from intense itch. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but what gives you the itchy quim? Is there people that are just like, listen, from the word go, I've just had an itchy minge. Good stuff. Did they have to put vag in the, someone's made a piss take, it says, did Decacil. Good stuff. It's kind of Vagisil twist. What the fuck? Someone's meningite. Did they have to call it Vagisil? Could they not have just called it something else? Yeah, because then it becomes like... What? Sorry, say that louder. Do you have any Vagisil around here? Because my quim is itching. Got an itchy quim. I remember one time when I was living at home. That could not be his real dick, is it? Why is there dicks? Nah, it's something else. Whenever I lived at home, there was a time when our tumble dryer was in the garage. Or garage, if you're a dickhead, right? It was outside, and which was a functioning garage. So the fucking, you know, the fucking, what do you call it, tumble dryer was on top of like a workbench, which had a vice and, you know, it was covered in shit and oil and bits of, people had drilled stuff and filed things and fucking me included. Me included, being a real man, how about that? You know? Time I dropped my guitar, bang, the jack went straight inside it, pulled it out, cut all the excess away, brought the little fucking socket out, made a wee plate for it to sit on. Not just a fucking fat ugly face, this guy. But, you know, it was a dirty garage, there's a motorbike in it, my dad's motorbike, tools, all that shit. But the tumble dryer was in there. You know, get it out of the house. And I remember walking out, lifting a load of washing, dropping some of it, putting it back. And I remember putting a pair of boxers on, and it was like halfway through the day, like, did I cut my dick on something? I was like, what the fuck is going on here? There's like fucking, there's a barbed wire on my dick here. Went, had a wee look, and turns out when it dropped, it was like a couple of socks and a pair of boxers and a t-shirt or something. And the boxers had, I was like, what is that? And I was like, trying to pinpoint exactly where it was irritating my piece. And then it was like, oh, look, tiny like iron filing had sort of stuck in the boxers. I was like, oh, that's been rubbing against my dick all day. So I hope you're not listening to this during your breakfast. What other dick injuries have I had? I tell you what. Anytime I imagine you injure your genitalia, male or female, I'm sure it's a nightmare. I remember back in the day when everyone was being, you know, thought they were in fucking, you know, the bomb funk MCs. Some early high school days, went to some like school disco-y type thing. Everyone's jumping about like fucking dickheads, pretending to breakdance. I went to do like that worm type shit. And as I came down, I was wearing like button fly jeans and the two buttons just fucking just jammed together. And it felt like a fucking snapping turtle just bit the middle of my dick shaft. Snap. That was bruised. It looked like someone shot me with a fucking, like, paintball. Like, poof, like, no bruise in the middle, but then a circle of green and purple. And it never went away, strangely enough. good stuff. What was I talking about there? So, what I don't want to do, what I don't really want to do is have an ad on, Well, you see, you know, obviously if someone came forward and it fitted the podcast, they were like, right, you know, we're from like a fucking beer company or, you know, something that's not going to be offended by me talking about dick injuries for fucking 8 minutes there. You know, you couldn't come forward and it's like, yes, it's, I don't know, I mean, like Susan's Cafe in Belfast. And you're sitting going, yes, Susan's Cafe, purveyor of lovely cupcakes. Cut to, oh, I did the worm once and my fucking cock near fell off. Yeah! However, I was thinking, you know, do I want to put people through that? Don't get me wrong, I should be, but I'm not chasing sponsors. If something popped up and it fitted, I'd be like, yeah, sure, absolutely, it'll take care of... you know, the costs that it costs me to upload. That's how fucking stupid I am. It costs me to upload this fucking podcast, god damn it. And host it on various shit fucking platforms. Vagisil would be a great... If I was on RuPaul's fucking Drag Race, my name would be like Vagisil Laqueef or something. Okay. I'm not sure about having an ad or chasing someone down or at this point. I don't really get a lot of downloads compared to other shit. What you have to do to get downloads is eventually get podcasts with other famous people. But guess what, guys? That would involve work, okay? So I was thinking, you know, how could I maybe make some money back? And I was like, well, I could make a t-shirt, right? Like a podcast t-shirt. And I was going, yeah, well, it's called the Colin Geddes Show podcast, so I'm not sure. So I ended up, I was doing a couple of designs, and I did one. Well, I didn't do one. I drew a load. And then I sort of finally made one on Photoshop and Illustrator. And I was just looking at it, and it looked good as a logo. And then I brought it into Girlfriend Maureen, and I was like, what do you think of that? And she goes, it's good, but are you really going to have people walk around with your name on a t-shirt? And I was like, you know, just instant raging, just snatched it over, because she was right. You know, I wouldn't have got angry if she was wrong. I would have went, well, keep this argument going and then I'll fucking slam down with a great point. I just went, took it over hand and went, right, bye. Went in the next room, cried in the office, the office space, which I'm going to call it. We thought I'd get some shit up. I'll take some great Instagram photos. In fact, if you want to see the logo I did design, it's actually on my Instagram. It just said, it's like a circle and I had two little gorillas like talking in a microphone and then said the Colin Geddes Show podcast. I understand no one's going to wear that. No one's going to wear that shit. So, had a bit of an emergency business meeting. And by that I mean, girlfriend Wayne walked in the room and we talked for about 3 minutes. And we were like, well, why don't we, I think it was probably her idea, it's like, why don't you just call it the General Banter Podcast? And I was like, that's a great idea, because we already have the live one. The live podcast is what we call the General Banter Podcast. And I think, you know, it makes more sense. Like, someone actually said, oh, the Colin Geddes Show is kind of traditional. But it's not, because traditionally, people have names for their podcast. You know, there's, like, what ones did I listen to? Like, Bill Burr's one, Monday Morning Podcast. There's The Fighter and the Kid is one I listen to. Your Mom's House Podcast, Tom Segura and his fucking wife. Who else? You know, Skeptic Tank. Ari Shafir, loads of them have stupid names. So I just thought, well, why don't I just give it a name then? And mine will be the General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes. And then we can have the live General Banter Podcasts. And then I'm going to make it a point to every once in a while have a, not a live podcast, just a podcast with more people on it. You know? And this was all part of our meeting that we had here at Godzilla Central for the output of more content. So expect more shit. We're going to do like the selfie stick chronicles from Lavery's, where we just interview people on a selfie stick about the comedy night and about comedy and any sort of stories that they have. You excited about that? So what I'm trying to tell you is, I said I was going to do a podcast t-shirt. The podcast t-shirt will now be like the General Banter Podcast. Once we've all settled into the fact that my podcast is called the General Banter Podcast. I'm sure we'll get over it, you know? So look forward to that. It's just going to look better, isn't it? If anyone would want to buy a cool t-shirt that supports the podcast, it's not going to be like, you're not going to walk around and people are like, who the fuck is Colin Geddes? It's just going to say, the General Banter podcast in a cool way, and people are going to be like, oh, that's cool, what's that? And then you explain to them, and then they download it. What's that called? Marketing. Is it? Don't know. Did the wrong course. In my quest there of searching for Vagisil, I stumbled across a lot of pictures of Vajazzling. Do you remember that? Do you remember Vajazzling? I don't get that. Like, and by the way, if you're getting vajazzled, you better have like nice neat little vagina there, you know, where it's all packed in. You don't want to get one of those fucking big old fucking bacon buddies sitting there, you know what I'm saying? Not that there's anything wrong with that, you know? Gash is gash, as some girl said on TV the other day. Which is untrue, because some gash is like, Jesus Christ, what happened there? Vajazzle's amazing. There's no need to try and like sexy up bits of genitals, you know what I mean? I'm gonna wax my fucking blurt that I haven't touched in years, so it's gonna be all red and fucking bleeding, and then I'm gonna super glue some fucking rivets onto it, and then go to my boyfriend and be like, here, please don't leave me, check out what I've done for you. And he's like, what happened? Did you get shot with a fucking shotgun there, and there's bits of it stuck in the top of your fudge, because it's just red and blood everywhere. It's sexy, but it's sexy. No need, mate. You know? Not that I've ever witnessed it, but, you know, why would you ever get any sort of fucking piercing on your dick or fanny? You know? Hey, do you like fannies? I do. I really do. Here, do you want to see mine? Yes. There it is. And half a fucking Halfords. Hammered through it. If you want to have a fucking chew on that shit. Mmm. Nothing I enjoy more than a chipped tooth. Huh? Do you like my tits? You have great tits. Let me take this bra off. Oh shit. Got two bolts through my nips. Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Unbelievable. Hey, what's up? Love, do you wanna fuck, do you? Sure. Cool, let me pull out my dick here. Kapow! What do you think of that? It's a great dick, good size and girth to it. However, why is there a fucking padlock through it? And is that gonna get caught on anything inside my body? 17 minutes, guys. I've talked about dick injuries and various other shit. Let's move on. I'm only in a weird mood because I think I went to open a packet of yogurts. And if you go on my Instagram, there's a picture of it. Yeah, guys, there you go. There's a plug. I don't normally do this. Follow me on Instagram. I once slagged it off saying it was just for girls. I now think it might be one of the better social medias. You know, it's not like Facebook's become just this fucking market of like, look at me, I've paid more to look at me. You know? Twitter is fucking pointless. Because who see? You know, you look at your thing and you go, oh shit, I have fucking whatever thousand, I think I have about 8,000 or 9,000 followers. And you do a tweet and it gets about one retweet and you're like, none of those people saw that. None of them saw it. Instagram, I feel like, you know, people are gonna, it's remained kind of pure. You've got your weak corner, you put photos up. Snapchat, don't even chat to me. Am I gonna get Snapchat eventually? Maybe as a formality, but I'm just like, I honestly don't even get it. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, follow me on fucking Instagram. And you'll see the photo of me where I've opened a fucking packet of yogurts, and rather than it snap along a perforated kind of ridge, I just literally ripped the full fucking yogurt in half and it went everywhere. As Rodney, Sean Hegarty's creation would say, it's not good. I staggered a bit there when I spoke because I clicked on a picture and it's a guy's dick, erect, erect! And he's dipped the whole thing in glitter. It's been a weird morning for the Google activity. Might have to clear the fucking history on this one. Pajazzling. Oh my god, there's a little vajazzle that you can buy. And it says, come, C-U-M, inside. Pajazzle. You see, no one's into pajazzling. Because at least a vajazzle you can have sort of above the entry. You know? Pajazzling. Covering your dick in fucking diamonds. Would just be like shoving a fucking tubular cheese grater in there, wouldn't it? Wherever you're sticking it. Yeah, I got some seriously fucked up fucking... What is this? Oh, Colin. You've been baited into that. I clicked on a small picture. Thinking, oh, is that someone's fat ass, is it? No, real close-up photo. Oh, I think because it looked like an arse covered in glitter. And then the closer it got, I was like, oh no, that's actually the end of a man's dick covered in glitter. Right, let's move on here. Let's move on. What have you been up to, Colin? I'll tell you, not much. Seeing I did a podcast on Saturday there after the Fringe, thinking to myself, you know, this will be interesting. I'll have more to talk about having been to the Fringe. Not so much. You know, I'm not one of... I wish I was one of those wild cunts who had this full story. Like, oh, this was crazy and blah, blah, and fucking whatever. And in actual fact, it was like, yeah, I just watched some comedy and ate a kebab at an unsavoury hour of the day and ended up with a bit of a sore tummy. Shitting absolute fire. But what can you do? Maybe it was interesting, maybe it wasn't. What else have I been up to? I haven't been able to do jiu-jitsu as much recently, obviously, because we're down the country. And eventually, once we're properly settled in, which we haven't been, because we've been all over the fucking place, going on little trips, people coming around for housewarmings, and you're like, well, that takes out 3 days, because you need one to fucking prepare, one for the actual thing, and then the next fucking day, you know, when you're clearly dying. So we haven't had a straight run of anything in this new house yet. But, you know, sort of settled in. Gonna get a couple of jiu-jitsus in the end of the week. So I've been trying to stay fit. Well, I'll use that term very loosely. I've still been eating like fucking Elvis on his deathbed. But I've been sort of trying to work out as well. Trying to do hill sprints the other day because there's a hill out the back. I don't know whether I talked about this on Saturday. Nearly fucking died. You know? Who's this? Like, I probably should have started off by, you know, go down the treadmill here and do a light fucking warm-up, whatever. Or even just run on the road, you know? I hate running. It's a waste of time, if you ask me. You know what I mean? Would you rather go for, like, a half-an-hour run or just do a pile of sprints and be knackered and whatever? So, as like, I'll sprint up this fucking hill. I've got a fucked-up knee, so I don't like to just, you know, keep pounding it. So I'll run up a hill, which, you know, doesn't seem to have as much strain on the fucking, on the old knee. So I did that, and I did, it's a big long hill. Did about 5 of them. Literally thought I was going to die. If you compare that to the other types of fucking exercise I've been doing of late, even in the last year, not the same. Not the same at all. Kettlebells, doing jiu-jitsu, you know, fucking doing some cross trainer type, none of that shit. None of the let's just jump straight into sprinting up a hill here. I thought I was bleeding out my teeth. Unbelievable. So maybe next time I'll just go, I'll be like, yeah, let's do three of these long hill sprints. And then we'll do, a kettlebell workout. And then the next day or whatever, we'll do that for a week. And then the next time we do it, we'll do like five, push it a bit more. You know, don't just jump into, oh, you've been sitting in your asshole for months. And now you're just going to fucking completely anaerobically blow your dick out. Unreal. I could literally feel the butter pumping around my fucking body. So then yesterday, I was like, let's tone it down a bit. We'll do some kettlebells. If you haven't done it, you know, it's a good way to exercise, guys, if you want to do it at home. You buy one piece of equipment, and that's it, really. However, I did forget that it rips the absolute asshole out of you. It really does. Like, I basically watched this video, wrote down the fucking exercises the guy did in a list, and then went down to the garage and did it. And almost instantly, I was like, yeah, I can't really walk that good. Trying to walk down the wee steps. It's like, my legs are fucked. My ass is fucked. I've done something on my groin, which is like so deep in the groin. I'm not sure. Do you ever get smacked in the face with a football, or like smacked on the nose or something, and you're going, oh, I don't even know where the pain is. You're like, is that nose? Is it my teeth? Is it like the roof of my mouth? Is it in my head? You're like, I can't quite locate that pain. Same as me doing kettlebells. I was like, it feels like someone's shoved a spike kind of up into my gooch. And I'm like, where's that pain? I was like, what the fuck? Did it strain my prostate? Did it strain my prostate there? Did I dislocate my prostate? I don't know what the fuck was going on. And then I fucking limped about. And we went to the cinema to see Trainwreck, which, you know, I'm a big fan of Amy Schumer, but let's face it, forgettable. It's not great. It was alright. It was good. It's a good enough movie, you know. It was something good there to watch whilst I ate 30 fake bounties out of Lidl. I love Lidl. Does Lidl want to sponsor the podcast? That guy on the ad? Get 20 fucking salmon fillets for 9p and stick it in a blender and shove it up your asshole. There's two guys do the Lidl ads. There's that guy like, get a fucking... buy a garden rake and a packet of pickles this summer. There's that guy. Then there's also the chef guy who's like, get two long shanks and then cook them for a second and then cook these potatoes that are from Cumber and all. It's lovely. Enjoy your dinner this summer at Lidl. Lidl and I. So it's... we're gonna Lidl and I. Do you want a fucking... come down here, we got chicken wings now, cook them, and then they're cheap. Do you want to shop in silence with a load of Polish people? Come on down. Is that racist? No, it's 100% accurate. You know? So, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah. 30 fucking little bounties. Which are great. Great stuff. But when you see that Trainwreck movie. Absolutely loaded. Do you ever get that? Like, before we left, I was like, Warren, make sure you bring a big bag. So she brought like a bigger handbag. And the amount of shit we got in it was just... incredible. Absolutely incredible. It was like fucking Quavers. There was these cheesy twists. There's like three tins of Coke. The 19 bounties that I just bought, all rammed in this fucking bag. Brilliant. So, anyway, this Trainwreck movie, it's like, you gotta be careful if you're like someone like Amy Schumer. Look at me giving advice on Hollywood movies. You have to be careful when you're someone like her. Purely because it's kind of like, she is not the funniest person in it. You know? And they do this thing now in movies these days where it's like, it's like, right, you know, you're famous enough and funny enough, you're going to write a film, okay, we'll commission that film. Film, by the way, which is distinctly Northern Irish. Everyone in the world says film, but we say film. Enjoy it. But they do this thing now, they're like, right, we've got your movie, blah, blah. The only way movies make money these days is if you fucking, like, that first weekend that opens has to be rammed to the cock, because that's when we're going to make it. Because half the world's already seen it. You know what I'm saying? Maureen! Hello? Come here. Maureen's here.
Hooray!
Yes, that's a high five. I hate when you have to pretend like we weren't talking there for 10 minutes. And then, you know what I mean?
Like I've just...
Like you just come out of the floor like Lady Gaga. You probably don't remember, I didn't even know you at the time. Did an interview with Riggsy.
I don't remember.
Do you know Riggsy from ATL? He said to me, he was like, yeah, so you gig a much, and I'm trying, what's Riggsy's voice? I don't know. You gig a much, man? I don't know, something like that. You gig a great bunch of lads. He goes, you gig a much, what have you got coming up? You know, what sort of stuff do you watch? Da-da-da. And then he went, here, it's live in ATL, blah, blah, blah. Colin, you gigging much? And I was like, huh? Just told you. What have you got coming up? Got a gig on Saturday. What sort of comedy are you into? And then I told him, and I had to answer the questions like twice.
Really? So you like sort of pre-asked?
I couldn't believe it.
Probably because you didn't know what the heck you were going
to
say.
There should be reaction camera, like, this is before people used to put webcams in studios. There should have been just video of my face going like, this isn't working on audio here either. Yeah. They're like, but... I was just disgusted. I was talking about Trainwreck and that there's loads of famous people in it that are way funnier.
Loads?
I honestly think that's what they have to do now. I think they have to sell it so much for the first weekend because that's where all the money's made.
Yeah, but was that in all the adverts? To be honest, I didn't really see any adverts.
I had seen that LeBron James clip.
Really? I hadn't seen anything.
Where he's splitting the bill.
Uh-huh. I didn't see it. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
I would say he was probably the funniest.
Is LeBron James gay? I'm gonna look that up.
You think so?
He's slightly feminine. And, no? Or do you think they were just trying to do that as a character?
I think so, yeah, because he was being funny.
LeBron James.
But it was funny because you wouldn't have thought he was that funny. And he was really good at it. So sometimes you're like watching them going, they're really good at this, and these are all comedy actors, and the actual athlete is probably more funny than that.
LeBron James gay.
So other people have asked.
There was a funny bit with LeBron James where the camera, you know, the front row of a basketball game is almost as exciting as...
Yeah.
The fucking players. It's all famous people, and then the players sit right there. And he was like, just sort of getting ready, and the camera was filming some people, and he was just here. And he's like, you know, take his training top off, and like fucking about and stretching out, and on. Took his like joggers off, and then just kind of went to tie like the thing like that. And you know, like, and they just sort of, as he did it, they just sort of turned. And obviously, his dick level is my eye level, where a camera would be. So the guy goes to turn, he's just kind of like, you know, getting ready to go on essentially. And he just like pulls a waistband of his things out. And as the camera comes down, you just see his dick. And I tell you what, not what you would expect.
You see LeBron James' dick?
You don't see it?
Absolutely. I don't remember that bit.
What would you expect professional basketballer's dick to look like?
Well, seeing as his hands are like massive.
Yeah.
You would expect it to be pretty large.
You'd be wrong.
Why was it in it? Are you sure it is?
Small white man's dick, believe it or not.
This was in the film.
No. This is in real life.
Oh, right. I really don't think they put this in the film. Ah, real life, of course.
LeBron James dick. I'm gonna write.
Definitely. But this is mainly how we spend most of our nights, isn't it? Just looking at pictures. I've definitely seen it.
Whoop, there it is. Hold on.
So is he's just taking his trousers off?
No, he's like, you know, there's no way he would get ready to sort of go on or whatever. He'd probably taking his joggers off and fucking doing whatever. Tell me this, did you ever indulge in a vajazzle?
No. No. It sounds ridiculous.
Because it doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't really make sense. Like, I don't know how that would even be comfortable.
I seen one
there. Is it just like stick-on earrings that you'd have as a child, but you stick them down there?
Yeah, but I seen one when I was Googling it a minute ago. I wasn't even, I was Googling Vagisil, but someone had, obviously, like, we transfer sticker things, and it said the words cum, C-U-M, inside. Like, you want to stick that.
Wow.
Just right above your fag there. It's romantic, isn't it?
It's romantic. Like, people are actually spending money to do that.
That's not even, like, sort of kinky or cheeky. It's just, like, come inside me. Thanks.
I don't know.
There's a wee penis there.
I can't see.
Now, granted, that photo cuts off. That dick probably goes in his fucking sock.
Okay, I can't see anything.
There it is, a wee todger. It's the vine. It's actually the vine that you want because it's moving.
Yeah, definitely want to see that. <It's dead. laughs> Did that see LeBron James baby dick?
Yeah, that's what they were all slagging for.
What?
Like, everyone's like, you gotta be.
That's so mean.
You've got a wee white dick. But, you know, as well, sports dick. You know what I mean? There's no blood left for your dick when you're playing sports.
Ha 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 ha! They're 10 pennies!
But saying that, put that dick on, like, Begley. It'd be the biggest dick you've ever seen.
Well, like, I don't think you can judge him just by this one picture, can you?
Nah. Let's text him and be like, LeBron.
Dude, text him.
Oil that bitch up and get it in the good
light. He's got a good angle at it.
Yeah.
Get a nice sweet picture. Get
fish eye lens on it.
Fish eye lens, yeah.
Get it from down below as if you're on your knees.
Come on, though. There's bound to be like different, you know, sizes they can go. So I'm sure that's like the worst time you could have caught them.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. If you're doing any sort of sport, you're like,
say, as a sportsman, you're doing this.
Say good morning. I do workouts, man.
But that's, I presume, like, that's not exactly it at its best time. Like, that is so mean. They call him a baby. Like, that's really mean.
That is what I'm saying. He's massive.
But then he's so rich and massive and good looking and funny. So you're like, ah, who cares? Who cares?
Good looking? Oh, you like that?
What?
He is beautiful and chocolate, though, isn't he? He's smooth.
In that film, he's like, so cute. He's like, he's almost like.
Like a boy with a beard?
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's so cute, but maybe just because he's really, really funny.
Is there any hot chicks in that film? I can't remember.
No, it's not really about that, Colin. Because that's sexist you would say there has to be hot chicks for it to be funny.
No, well, I couldn't.
You didn't say that, but.
I couldn't remember any. Mm-hmm. What about John Cena just riding Amy Schumer?
Is that the restaurant guy?
They're about the same size.
He is massive.
He's a big chunky.
He is really funny as well.
He's a big chunky lad.
Really chunky? Like, that was scary.
Yeah.
Not into that at all.
What? You're not into chunky lads. Look at me.
Definitely into chunky lads.
Look at me compare myself to John Cena. Although when he's on top of Amy Schumer,
like,
they're about the same size.
Not really.
She is a fucking fridge.
No, she's not.
She's built like a smeg.
No, she's not.
She's very pretty.
She's not that big. She's actually not that big.
Definitely fix your teeth. But she's, yeah, sorry. What do you think is of Bill Hader as the lead?
As like the love interest?
Should it not have 100% been Rudd?
Yeah, but then.
Oversaturation of Rudd?
Could be.
Too much Rudd? Who would you?
Forever too much Rudd, but.
No.
I think it just was that. I don't know. I don't think he would have suited it, to be honest. I think Hader was better because he was kind of awkward looking, do you know what I mean? And it wasn't her normal type that was.
Is Rudd just too good? Is he kind of handsome?
Yeah, Rudd's quite handsome. I think that would be the problem.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I think Rudd's been in too many things and I don't think he needs to be in this.
So he should never be in another film ever
again? No, but do you know what I mean? Because it's like Amy Schumer's trying to like get into films and stuff. He's so popular, it's like kind of need to be about her, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a bigger star than
her. He might
be
too famous for it.
Like LeBron James, well, they're not actors, really.
Yeah.
What about, do you know, in Wanderlust,
Yeah.
When Rod is talking to himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Is that not the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life?
So funny.
I want to give you my dick.
My dick. So funny.
My dick. It's so funny.
So funny.
Could you imagine if that was real life and that girl was like, oh, like the mum's getting wet just talking to you and all that there. Would you not just have a massive root, just like LeBron, baby dick, exploding through your pants?
Me?
And that happens in real life. Like, what? Really overly forward girls, right? But they don't look like that.
No, probably not.
They're usually big fat girls.
Usually if they look like that, they don't need to do that.
No, they don't need to say anything like that.
Yeah.
However, you might get some big fat girl in, like, you know, Port Rush.
Mm.
Saying obscene things to you. Yes.
Has it?
Have you not heard the Fanny to come in story?
Oh yeah, that was a lovely story.
That was lovely young lady. Lovely. Couldn't get out the fucking... Oh. That's a problem. Like, if you were in a cool band, how much men... You'd be... Just... That's me slapping Minge. Get away. Not when we do comedy. Ugh.
Just dudes, innit?
Just dudes who you can tell straight away that they want to do stand-up, and that's the reason they're talking to you. Yeah, man, what are you doing, a little bit of Jim Jeffries and blah, blah, blah. Where can I do stand-up? I love you. Kiss me.
Or they think...
Kiss me!
It's usually actually people who are, like, really dirty and stinking and, like, think they're hilarious and have this really sort of dark, gross comedy and come up to you and tell you all these horrible stories thinking you would love it, like you're a super lad, and you're like, that is horrible. Why would you tell me this?
Yeah.
Do you mean people are really laddie to you and you're just like, oh, telling all these stories about girls and you're like, okay, what? Why? Leave me alone. Why are you telling me?
Yeah, like I'll say dirty things, but it's like...
It's never really like...
This is my comedy. I see something that annoys me. And then to prove a point, I say things way more extreme than the thing that's pissing me off.
Gets raided. Yeah. What? No.
I fucked a child. Mate, don't tell me that.
You love that, don't you? It's usually that, isn't it? You love that?
Here, can't tell you what you love. My story about being a professional paedophile.
Shake my hand. Shake my hand.
Shake my stinking hand.
Yeah, I know what you're...
Suppose I have to wash my hands this time. Best moment ever, that.
I'm so jealous.
Tony Law in the toilets. I should have looked at his cock.
You should look at everyone's cock and take pictures.
What could Tony Law's dick look? I bet he has, like, braids coming out of his pubes and, like, just...
What if it was massive?
All might well be. He's a big lad.
Like, he is quite tall.
I don't know... I just imagine it just like a wild circus dick.
How brown do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't think you can even see the flesh. I think it's all trinkets and ribbons and tassels.
It's like finger bell things.
Yeah. Finger symbols.
Like finger symbols? Finger bells? That doesn't make sense.
Finger bell! That's my porn character. Finger bell, the sexy fairy. Let's do some questions here because I'm going to pee.
Is this from what?
This is from Twitter, and then you can ask me the other ones. Crikey. Fuck, just discovered Colin Gillis' podcast. Now I'm laughing like hell at work.
Woo!
Thanks, Don Williams. Play it out loud, get sacked, fuck it. These are too early, aren't they? Do you have... All right, here we go. Ian Gilroy, do you have any OCD tendencies, e.g. pulling out your hair? I don't have any hair, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's happened already.
I called you a fucking idiot. I apologise for that. Eating your dinner in a certain way and my peas can't touch my carrots.
You do something weird.
What?
Can you guess what it is with your dinner? What do you do with your dinner that's kind of weird?
Eat two of them.
Yes. No, if we have something like... Say you got a McDonald's, right? And there's like burger and chips. You'll eat all the chips first and then eat the burger. Rather than like take a bite of your burger, maybe have some chips... You know, eat some more burger, eat some more... Like, you'll eat all of the chips till they're gone, and then you'll start on the burger once everything else is finished. Like, you'll eat it in total. You'll eat everything completely, and then move on to the next thing. It's weird.
Okay.
Not with absolutely everything.
I wouldn't really call that OCD, because OCD would be like, but it's just like compulsive. Weird, like if you went,
I don't think it's, yeah, it's not compulsive. Like
if I was eating the chips
you
and
you
went, take a bite of that burger, I would be like, I can't. I'd have to vomit and start a game.
But you do that.
Yeah, because the fucking the chips are like the solid part of McDonald's.
Yeah, but I'd be annoyed if I ran out of chips before I finish my burger. I'd
don't get me wrong. Sometimes I get the end and I need like a round the edge for the mayonnaise, and I do regret eating all the chips.
Yeah,
but then
yeah,
you're there, so I just eat your chips.
That's not fair.
Hello, stealing. So
you always make me order bigger meals so you can eat the rest of it. Yeah. I'll have your wings and order more wings. And get wings on mine too.
I know. Because we eat all our meals at KFC.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we eat.
Oh god, I thought I wasn't recording there. Or shit. OCD tendencies. Not really like obsessive about stuff, but there are things I like to do. For example,
you're like very non-OCD because you'll do something and wreck everything else in the meantime.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Although I do like certain things, like, I haven't done it already because I wanted to get this podcast out of the way, but like I couldn't really go all day with dishes there.
Thank God.
Does that make sense?
I could.
I know you could. You could.
Do I have any OCD at all?
I think you'd end up like one of those hoarder women.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, why is there shite in the bath? And you're like, well, because the toilet filled up with shite. So I just...
Right, that's too far. That's too far. There's shite right on the floor.
No, you're like the type that would just not shit because it would be too much effort to go for shit. Maureen woke up going, oh, I had a cramp in my leg all night. And you're like, did you stretch it out? No, I just lay there
right,
and nuts of pain.
This is a story that you tell everyone in this meeting.
I just lay there with a blood clot and just... build it up on my calf the size of a fucking watermelon.
You always tell people a story, I don't know why, and it's not even true. I just woke up and said to you, I really bad cramped my leg last night, and you're like, did you get up? I went, no, I didn't get up, I just stretched. You know, you can just stretch your leg a bit, like pull your foot back. And now you've just manifested into, we just lay there while her leg was crumpling up into a fucking leg, back into an accordion shape, and just lay there.
Like a wee scrunchie.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Anyway, that's enough.
Okay. Question for the podcast. Will you do half hour gig on the Lisburn Road end of September? We need someone funny. And that is from the Book Reserve. Is that a...
Ooh, that sounds nice.
You heard of it?
No, but I'll find out.
A bookshop in...
Lisburn Road?
It looks lovely. It looks lovely in there.
Said we let's go there.
If you can get fucking people in it, I'll come and do a gig. I don't give a shit.
It wouldn't be as bad as when people invite you to like birthdays or like
no.
bar
no,
in the setting
no,
middle of
listen,
a bar and stuff.
I love a wee strange gig.
Yeah.
I don't like...
Bookshop makes sense.
I don't like...
I enjoy a bookshop.
I like gigs in odd places when it's specifically
that's
comedy.
What do you call it?
I like gigs. I don't like comedy being thrown into something else that's where none of the rest of it's comedy. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. If I
hey guys,
a gig in a bookshop would be lovely.
Like the time I appreciate that people think of me and ask, but the guy that offered me the tattoo gig thing, the tattoo convention, and I was like, I would do a comedy gig at a comedy night that was put on for
yeah.
for the tattoo people.
You were excited about the idea of it because
yeah,
obviously something
yeah.
you're really interested in, and
because it would probably be like
a
load of cool people.
Yeah,
and
you're actually really excited, but you're going, it just won't work in the convention.
Yeah, because they wanted me to do it in
yeah.
while everyone's being tattooed
totally.
In this fucking hall.
And
it'd like,
be loud.
Oh.
And
I was like, that's
yeah.
not going to work, I'm afraid. But I don't know who they got. Did they go on or did they even get someone? But whatever. We'd just like to thank you for causing my nightmares after looking at that Serbian film. We'll have to watch that.
What was that?
There's a guy who sent me a link and he goes, have you seen a Serbian film? It's called A Serbian Film. He goes, and he wrote like, the guy rapes a dead baby, smiley face. And I clicked through it. I swear to God, I clicked through it. Like, you know, like the timeline, it was an hour and 40 minutes on YouTube. I went, what the fuck is this? Clicked sort of a third of the way in. The guy's just ripped some girl's like trousers down. Is like, raping her. He's essentially raping her. Well, and there's porn on the TV in the background, and the girl on the TV is like fingering herself, blurred out. This is YouTube. And then I was like, holy fuck, click the next one. There's a guy getting like rear naked choked by another guy. And there's a girl on her knees, like all mascara and lipstick and all. And she's like pulling his dick. You don't quite see it fully. You just see, you know, it's like he's faced away, and you just see like sets his body, you just see like a wee bit of dick pooping around the side. She's like, eh. And you're like, well, I know what's going to happen here. Cut to her face. Get splurred. It's not real though, you can tell. It's like soap or something. But and in the end, there was just loads of murder. And that was the three clicks in the movie. Mm. Apparently, it's just completely wild. Like, but and there's about the click there. Ugh. Click on the next bit. Jesus, click on the last bit. I was like, what the fuck was that?
That's probably the only way you can't watch that.
Yeah, same, I was the same with Human Centipede. Someone was like, yeah, do you want to watch that? And I was like, no, not half as rough as this shit, but I didn't even want to waste my time watching it.
No,
do you know what I mean? So I was just like, what the fuck? I know what's going to happen. They're eating shit and whatever.
Yeah, because like, you know, I don't like even watching anything disgusting. I'm so bad at it. But if there's something I'm kind of like, oh, I kind of want to see it, I'll just click randomly through it because I don't really want to wait. I can't deal with anticipation of waiting for something. So I'm like, no, just maybe.
Just thumb it.
Truth.
I probably would watch the whole thing then. But it's not done in like a, it's almost like a, what do you call that? Like a gory, you know, like there are films where it's like hyper violent and gory and all. It's done in that sort of way. It's not really like, in a real disturbing way, but still some wild shit. Thoughts on Ashley Madison? Whatever.
You probably just don't sign up for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, yeah, it's weird. Like, but surely, why is it still in business when there's the likes of Tinder and all that shit?
I know, but then I suppose it was because it was maybe, it was supposed to be very secretive. Do you know what I mean? It was supposed to be like, have a little lick if you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, but super weird. Like,
it's a bit seedy.
It's super seedy.
I don't like.
If you're going to do it, just actually go on. You know, go on.
I'm not a big fan of seedy creepiness ever. It's creepy.
That is a relief.
But I like really dirty shit type, but just not like.
The lies bit?
No, it's like, just creeping. I don't know. Because you're not going to get like a bunch of fucking hotties in there all like, hey, I'm very free sexually. It's gonna be like,
but maybe that's,
do you wanna like,
maybe it is, maybe it is, maybe it's all these married people who's like, you know, aren't very good at monogamy, have they?
I heard someone else go like, you know, they shouldn't release everyone's details because you don't know what some people's situation is really.
Mm-hmm.
Like people might be in like a real fucking abusive or like weird situation where it's like, you know, I don't know, you never know what's happened. Like,
yeah, someone, they have someone's, to kind of keep it secret or whatever. Yeah.
You know, their partner's been in a fucking terrible accident and they're fucking brain dead, but they're still married to them or something.
Yeah.
Pretty dark shit there. That's the darkest thing I've ever said on this podcast.
But I think it's because for the most part, there was a lot of very like well to do people, you know, and people in high up positions and stuff on it, which is a bit bad.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Just don't do it in the first place. Weird.
It's creepy.
Just break up the person and have, you know, don't have an affair then.
Yeah. What's your favourite flavour of super noodles?
I don't like
to take it from people fucking banging each other into super noodles.
I don't like super noodles, but I do like packed noodles. Cookie noodles is where it's at.
You see, if you call them ramen noodles, all of a sudden you seem like a foodie. You're like, these aren't super noodles. These are
ramen noodles.
Like the ones I had
super
last.
Super noodles are something different though.
They are. But even those cocoa ones you had, something different again.
Yeah, they're not.
The noodle doesn't.
Nice. I know that.
Keep its consistency.
But I enjoy the flavour of cocoa noodles. Curry ones, much better. I don't really. I would never buy super noodles ever. I would buy 900 packets of cocoa noodles.
Those ones I had last night were like the fucking, I don't know, good shit for a packet of noodles. The more foreign looking it is, the better they
the
are.
The more you can't read the packet,
yeah,
the better it's gonna be.
If you just judge it by, they're definitely noodles in the picture. That's it.
I like the cocoa noodles one because it does taste like Chinese, like curry sauce almost.
The ones I had were kimchi spices. Go on the Facebook questions there, Maureen, and just rattle through these shits.
Right.
About 3 minutes. I'm going to have to make a new intro for this fucking podcast.
Jude Collins.
It's the General Bunter Podcast. Podcast.
Jude Collins, any plans to adapt a superhero film as a one-man show starring yourself in every role?
I might want to watch it, yeah.
Mm. Curtis
Which Burn. Would be funny, because if you've ever seen like a university monologue where the one person plays like all the people.
I would totally watch you do that.
It was so funny. The one guy I watched doing it, it was super sweaty. Because he had to play the two guys, and one of the guys was bullying the other guy. He's like, "You're about to fucking kill you," and then he would have to... You know, like a theatre where the floor is wooden and it's too much noise, and he falls to the floor. "Mate, stop!" No, like fake panic breathing. "Mate, I didn't even..." And then like, get back up, and he's kind of fat. He's like, "You know, I'm going to pick this shit out of you." Back down. "Please, mate, I didn't even do anything." And then, oh, mate.
I feel
that's the one that girl's family came out. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
God.
And I like love looking at families. I've talked about fajazzles already. But I mean, you don't need to...
When you say fall out, it does sound like you fell out, like onto
out of
the floor.
Out of context, family. Keep it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Curtis Byrne, my local Chinese, is a front for illegal cigarettes and immigrants. Is it bad to still eat the half and half and fuel the crime world with my money? Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, but it's not real crime, is it? It's only selling fags.
Who cares?
I'm not sure that guy in America, they choke you to death.
Aaron Darcy? Carl Pilkington, genius or idiot?
I don't know.
Both, probably. Do you think he's a character, or do you think that's really him?
He's just a bit of a character, that's what he is. He's not stupid, because he's a fucking...
Yeah, he's definitely not stupid.
He's like a radio producer. He's not a full dickhead, like, he's just a guy probably who's like very like set in his ways and the way he thinks, and it's to other people it's funny.
Plus if you set things up for that, it's funny, isn't it? Put someone like him in situations like...
But it's like if you picked anyone that you know that's a bit of a fucking character that you think is funny, and you send them to do a funny thing and send a fucking camera crew.
Yeah.
It's gonna be funny, like Jerome saying.
I'm a fan of him, I like him.
Oh, I love it. I love the shows. We have them on DVD there. The Morning of Life. And... Go ahead. Next.
I love the animated podcasts. They're so good.
Oh, yeah, the record you've
been... I just watched all of them. Okay. Kat Campbell, what do you think of Amy Schumer being named Funniest Woman? And, when is your next podcast involving hate for the people who make Vine videos of them pretending to be their girlfriends, etc.? # Tonks Banterful. So Amy Schumer, funniest woman of the moment. Yeah, definitely. I love her. I really like
it. She's great. Yeah,
I really love her show.
Funniest woman, is that what the fuck character or what like category? It's weird, isn't it? You're the funniest woman. Yeah, fair play to her.
There's not loads of funny women. She's definitely probably at the minute the funniest.
I'm in my head. I'm thinking like, you know, if you were to like think about what that really means, it means like the hottest comedian at the minute, and it probably is her or Kevin Hart. But then Kevin Hart's a fucking giant at the minute, like, so. Yeah, them two are definitely.
But even at that Glamour Awards thing, like obviously years ago that I watched it, and she won Funny or Something, whenever, I can't remember. And Jennifer Saunders gave her her award and sort of made a speech and like was talking about her and was like, she's blah blah blah, this and that. She goes, "Oh, they must be talking about me." But she goes, "No, genuinely, she's really like..." Even Jennifer Saunders went, "She's very good," and you know, it's all the things that she would have been known as, but Jennifer Saunders is hilarious. But she is definitely the funniest of the minute, probably.
The biggest female.
Comedian.
I don't really know the full fucking black and whites of the whole feminist movement, but I hate when they go like, just because she's successful, it's like, isn't it great to see a successful, powerful woman and all that shit? Do you think that's fucking demeaning as fuck?
Well, yeah, whenever
it is. It's like, she's funny, really, she's a comedian and she's worked hard and she's done well for herself. I don't think it really matters that she's a woman.
That's you being feminist, which is good.
But in a completely like hands off, I couldn't give a fuck way.
Exactly, but that's
I don't care if there's comedians that are women that aren't getting work because they're women. I don't care about that either.
If you're right back at you.
No, but I just think if you're good, you're good. It doesn't really matter, especially, you know, if there's a girl that is a comedian that annoys you because she's a woman, it's just because she's not good at stand-up.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, yeah. A lot of times I'll say I don't like any female comedians. That doesn't mean I don't like any female comedians. It means of the ones that there are currently, I don't like any. But that's changed now. There's loads I like now.
And it's weird because, you know, there's that thing of like, you know, I've heard this argument before. People are like, oh, if a female comedian's good looking, does it take away from how funny she is and stuff like that? And you're like, not really, but there is a thing of like, people will get further if as a package they're just better. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of comedians, especially like, you notice it at the Fringe and that Late in Live thing. You know, that guy that went up at Late in Live, it's because he's, you know, young and he's got his fucking nerdy glasses and some talent organized, you know, like Avalon or whoever the fuck it is, seen him and went, he's young and fresh and, you know, good looking and we could sell him and he could probably get jobs as a presenter and whatever. But at the end of the day, he was fucking subpar. He wasn't good enough to be on that stage. And Mickey goes on, fat wee ugly fucking corned beef face from Lurgan, no offence Mick, kills it. Do you know what I mean? But it's never going to be like, you know, Mickey presenting the new E4 show that's blah blah blah, because he doesn't look like this other fucking retard who was cake, let's face it. I know he's only 19. First of all, don't be 19, the comedian. You're never going to be good. Even if you're Bill Hicks. So the look thing, but there's, do you ever see Natasha Leggero?
No.
She's hilarious.
I don't know what she looks
like. She would get rid. Yeah. I'll show you a picture. She's about 40, like, but still. Whitney Cummings, she's pretty fucking hot too. There's a load of hot comedians that are really funny. That probably doesn't hurt that they're hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it never hurts to be hot, but it's mainly about being funny, isn't it?
Definitely.
So do you think she's funny enough to be named as funniest woman? Amy Schumer?
Definitely, but she might still have been funniest woman before you knew who she was. You know what I mean? Like, if you were to go around asking, you know, all those comedy seller ones in New York, like, who's the best female comedian, they probably would have said her.
Yeah.
Before, it's just that this year she's been the most successful. So she gets those sort of accolades. Look at the people who are in that film. Dave Attell might be technique-wise the best comic ever. And he's got a fucking cameo in her film.
And what do you call the other guy though?
Who?
Fat ball guy.
Bobby Kelly. Her dad is Colin Quinn, another fucking like New York comedy legend.
Is it?
Colin Quinn, hilarious. He used to have a show called Tough Crowd, which is unreal, but he would just be the referee in this sort of face-off between two couches of comedians, and it was always like Bill Burr, Jim Norton, Patrice O'Neill, Bobby Kelly, fucking Sarah Silverman, like all big fucking comedians, and they would just row about news topics, and they cancelled it, but it was lethal. Greg Giraldo, do you ever see the clip of Greg Giraldo fucking smoking Dennis Leary? You know, Dennis Leary stole from Bill Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on this show, which they think is going to be like, you know, we're just going to wing it and talk shit. Greg Giraldo comes out with some fucking joke and Dennis Leary's like, yeah, this guy over here with his jokes, and Giraldo's like, yeah, I'm a fucking comedian, I write jokes, that's what I do, maybe you should have written some fucking jokes. Just, yeah, really hear this, I'm gonna have to put the mic down here, this is lethal if it loads with our satellite internet up here. Can you wait till we get BT? I'm excited.
Right, BT,
I said this before, there should be no one seeking jobs.
No.
If that is
I don't mind waiting a week. I don't mind that. But like 4 weeks is too much.
And like, it's such a first world problem type thing. What is it with the Tampax and the Vagisil?
Because you obviously were looking it up, Paul, and I it's coming up in all your adverts. You creep.
Creep. You creepy bastard, just looking up. Right. Turn up, turn up, turn off. Whip it in. 34 minutes more and this battery's gonna die before anything fucking happens here. Come on. I'm gonna play this clip of Greg Giraldo shitting on Dennis Leary. Here we go. Oh shit. Josh, shit on my tits. Hold on.
Nobody came with more prepared stuff than he did.
If you could choose to be gay, why wouldn't we all do it? Why would you put up with the hassles of trying to get a woman to have sex with you if you could just walk into the steam room at the Y?
You knew you could rely on him. There would never be nothing there, you know?
Or maybe there's a non-violent way to solve the whole North Korea thing.
Good thinking.
They're asking for
what? There's a non-violent way to solve the problem with the country that we hate that hates us that's got weapons pointed at us? I don't think so.
No, you're right. Like Russia, for example, that big Russian war. There are things that...
With guys like Greg, if you showed up not prepared, you get your head handed to you.
This guy writes so many jokes before the show, it's not even funny. It's unbelievable. He's got a pocket full of them. It's kind of what we do here, Dennis. Yeah. Like comedy writer.
It was Dennis Leary and Lenny Clark.
I'm not coming back!
He was literally attacking the king with the king's general to his left.
I thought the whole idea was we just go out there and sort of, you know, spur of the moment. And he was like, yeah, you know, but if, you know, you want to make sure that you're funny. And I was like, well, I'm not writing. I didn't come here to do homework. You're the guy in school that did all the homework and then asked if there was any more that needed to be done. That's a good point. And if you had tried a little comedy writing, maybe your show would still be on the air. Oh!
I had that great moment when you guys were about to fight.
Basically, what I'm saying is, Colin Quinn there, who was Amy Schumer's dad in that film, that was his show, Tough Crowd.
Thought I'd seen him before. You don't
even go on. Talk about beasts. Like, fuck, I don't know what you're interested in. Like, say there was a show, and it was just like your heroes from fucking like makeup and beauty. And lifestyle. I don't know what you're into.
Oh, it sounds so boring.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even watch that.
Yeah. So this lipstick. I don't know, but you know what I mean? It's like everyone you fucking...
Yeah.
That you appreciate their work just sitting there. Fucking animals. Fuck Dennis Leary, anyway. There's literally side-by-side footage of him and Bill Hicks.
Why would you, like, copy the most famous comedian?
Because they were out at the world? It was the same time. It wasn't after. But... when you watch him do it, you're like fucking cringing.
Okay, I'm gonna watch that after. I don't know if I watched it already. Okay, let's go.
Be bored of my podcasting?
No. Nathan Concilia. Concilia. Do a movie review of Serbian film. Done it.
It's no, I need to watch terrifying. It. I need to watch it all.
Yeah, next podcast will be you talking through.
We should just do live commentary.
Live commentary.
An hour and 40 minutes.
Let's do that.
Of like director's cut.
Tommy Campbell, you should do that Bane impression in your stand-up. It was hilarious.
I must listen back to it. But it wouldn't be hilarious because how would it fit in?
You'd make it fit in.
To my set? You'd make it, that's creepy as fuck. That's like a rapey line from Serbian film.
You'll make it fit in, you dirty bitch.
Fergal McGorman. What's your thoughts that we all may be living in the Matrix? Rogan often ponders this, usually when high as fuck, mind you.
Mind you,
and that is why we're not in the Matrix.
Matrix. It's not beyond the... Because, I don't know. It could be possible, but like... There's just certain shit things that happen. Physically and biologically, but you're like, no, it's pretty real. That they, you know what I mean? We're in the Matrix, this is all a dream. Alright, all of a sudden, you know, you're in Tesco's and the fucking machine doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's too much...
What about the times you're just really bored, nothing to do? It's like...
There's so much boring shit. What about people getting horrendous, like, fucking brain tumours? You're like, that's not really a fucking... You know, this is a dream world problem, is it? It's pretty brutal. Anyway.
Who knows?
I don't think it is the Matrix, however.
Stephen Hughes ever watched Avid's re-birthday party? One messed up motherfucker.
What?
There's a link here.
Oh, is that my delivery? Wine run out.
What? I've got... Oh, I've got jammies on.
Wait, is it? I just heard the door shut. Oh, wait. He just drove away. I don't think it was anything.
No, that was like a different
phone. Very important deliveries of brand new hats. What were we talking about there?
What was that question? Have you ever watched this thing? There's a link.
Weirdest shit ever. A guy throws a birthday party for his dead dog. Of course I'll click it, like. That's not... What is this?
I don't want to watch this.
There's a dog sort of tied up. Yeah, I don't know if I'm too keen to watch this myself. Anyway, I'm not watching that shit.
If there's anything bad about a dog, I can't watch it.
Fuck off!
Gavin Grogan, R. Kelly loves banging first cousins. Where is the line? Probably definitely first cousins.
Yeah. Maybe.
Anyone directly related to you is usually not a great idea. Does he really do that?
I mean, if you... I mean, the problem for me is... fuck my cousin! The problem with that would be if you knew them your whole life. Say like you fucking you had a brother and sister and one of them moved to Australia and they both had kids, and then one of the boy or whatever goes to Australia, is at a bar, meets a girl, fingers or whatever, and then take that, you can't. And then they find out later, but they're like, they find out like months later, and they've been going out for ages, that they're cousins.
That could totally happen.
Yeah, but I don't really see a problem with that.
You don't see a problem with that?
Other than their children will be fucked up.
Do you think that they should stop doing that then?
But I don't know. Like, what?
That's too closely related,
but,
I think.
But so? But what? Like,
but then when your families get together for Christmas.
No, but they run away into the bush, you know, of Australia.
Your grandparents are brother and sister. Doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that does not work.
But who are they hurting more? Other than the fucked up child with one eye.
Exactly. And also just that weird, you know, you'd be taking a shower and then you'd go... you just get that, like, weird shiver that you're thinking about it too much. I don't know, that wouldn't be so weird. It happens with brothers and sisters, isn't it? Like, people are, like, adopted and stuff.
And they see each other and, like, attracted to each other?
Yeah, they're attracted to each other because... But it is that weird, like... bond or something. There's just like a bond there, and that's what I get confused with. But
they're all like, why are they banging them? Go, why do I die? Oh, okay. No one else can say that. Next question.
Well, I'll skip one there.
Fuck
but
my cousin.
Cormac Hart, Tyrone did well the year. What about that? The year as well. We watched the match too, didn't we?
Have you went back a question?
Yeah, I missed one. Right. I skipped past it.
Tyrone did well the year. Was that the way you would say that?
Yeah.
We did watch that match, however, and I had no idea what was happening.
You didn't hate it.
It's alright, it's a good game to watch.
It's fast paced. That was a good match, though.
Yeah, it came down to the wire, didn't it?
Yeah, and it was lots of things scored, which is good.
Yeah.
It's a good match.
It's alright.
Just pointed for Tyrone, but Kerry were better, so that's it.
Yeah. Definitely update your kits, lads, because it looks like shit, but.
Think so?
Then you just get good kits like the rest of the world.
Like the rest of the world, what, playing GA? Or like the rest of the world playing...
Other sports, like your gear looks
a lot
old.
Of other sports, though, you get paid a lot of money to play.
Yeah, you don't get paid at all to do that, do you?
I don't think so. I'm not sure if you get paid... You might get paid something, I don't know. I have no idea about GA whatsoever, but it's definitely not like playing another sport, so...
Let me tell you, guys, before we watched that match, we talked about the Tyrone player who was caught up in a gay porn scandal.
Did you say caught up? Because I think he definitely did it purposely.
Yeah, well, he obviously needed money quickly and was kind of alright with doing a casting couch type gay thing. But whatever, I don't really care about that, but I'm sure he got fucking dog's abuse when he came back to the training ground. But what made me laugh was, it was like, not only was he like bucking a dude or something, or I didn't see the video, couldn't get it. Looked everywhere. You know what I'm like? Sherlock Holmes of Google. But what I did find was like the pre-fuckfest interview, like casting couch type thing. And the guy, there's this guy going, so where would you draw the line? Obviously the guy, I don't know where the guy's from, but he's like, well, I'm not big into fucking pissing on people and vomiting and stuff like that. I wouldn't be into that now, but I will jizz in a man's mouth for £2,000 now. No problem at all with that. Is my family going to see this? No pishing. Not big into pish now. I could take or leave the pish. Jizz in the mouth, however. Fucking go for it.
and oh, just
some of the too much. Because you're on websites and like down the like right hand side, like there was like a sidebar type thing advertising other porn sites, and there's like, do you remember the gif of the guy just licking another dude's asshole, and then he turns around with a smile on his face like a McDonald's ad. Da 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 da. I'm licking dots.
We all felt really, really weird after being on the website, didn't we? We're all like, why?
Yeah, there was a lot of quiet sitting, kind of.
Why? But it was the guy when he's like on all fours going, take a look at that.
Oh, the Gaelic football player?
Like,
yeah, he was like,
holding his cheeks open, yeah, like,
pulling his asshole open, and there's his balls hanging down.
It was very weird then watching the intro match. Just going, that's him. It's him right there.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for him that I have to do that, but really, it just seemed too prepared, is what
I don't know, he looked alright. He didn't look like it was his first fucking rodeo.
He did not, he looked pretty comfortable.
He looked alright at getting loads in his face.
Completely hairless.
Yeah, I'm not prepared. He was like that Anchorman. Yeah. I'm not prepared. Here's my clean anus. Like a wee fucking shiny polo. Completely. I've never done this before. Only joking, you can eat your fucking dinner off that asshole. $8 guy's dinner office. Right. Yesterday's dinner.
Right, Kenneth Wilson.
Go on, Kenny.
Are you going to get a good dog now that you live in the country? Why?
Why do you have a dog?
Why?
I'd love a dog.
I'd love a dog, but we're very worried about the road, aren't we? Because
yeah, it's right on a road, so it's dodgy.
Right on a road.
But I wouldn't say no to like...
We've a lot of space, but...
I wouldn't say no to... What you want is like a bulldog.
Either a bulldog that can't run, or want a tiny dog that'll just stay in the house.
Fat as shit.
Or a massive, massive dog that you go, there he is there. Great Dane. You go, yeah. Oh, there he is there.
Brian! What would you call a Great Dane if it was a boy?
Jefferson.
You know the big girl out of Game of Thrones? The big tall blonde girl?
Brienne
of Targaryen. Targaryen.
Yeah.
Her real name is Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn, great name. Gwen.
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 Gwen. That's another funny fucking bit of a movie. Right, last question before I piss all myself here.
Do you need to read it?
Yes, please.
That's sweet.
You're sacked. You're sacked.
Ha! Ha! Did you see the story of the girl who gave her I don't want to read this. Her brother a blowjob at a glory hole. Now she's trying to sue the company for $3 million and a new car. Best thing about it, her brother didn't care. Yeah, should Google it there, LOL.
First of all, Matthew, I'm not Googling it. Second of all, is there a glory hole company? He's going to sue
is
the
there a glory hole company?
What was the company? Here in Glory Holes Are Us.
Coin just like his smiley face and inserting a glory hole into the toilet.
Ken's been working here for 25 years. What do you do, Ken? I like to clean the cum off the little jizz hole.
Comes in and sticks his wiener in it.
Welcome to...
Check it out.
Welcome to Holy Moly Glory Holies Spunky Holes. Sue the company. He's like, I can't believe I took my brother's company mouth and all. I'm absolutely disgusted. Get us a wee fit punto there as well. Oh, can't live with the jizz. And take a golf. I would love, prefer a golf.
She deserves that if she's going glory holes.
She deserves fucking... What's the company?
What is
did she get a job at, like, suckastrangedick.net? And she's, like, in her cubicle, literally. Next! Wee dick comes through.
Where would be the funniest place it could be, this place, this glory hole?
I mean, I'll Google it, because...
Google it.
The of things that I've Googled in the last fucking...
It's true. This is like all your Google history again today.
Brother. No.
Don't start with that.
Sister gives Jesus Christ brother. That's gonna get me some. Is this a trick? This guy's like, Google it, mate.
Is it like time
that woman from Oma was like, go home and Google child abuse in America? No.
definitely don't.
What's this on the Guardian, mate? I doubt it. Oh, right, okay. That's some weird shit there. So what happens is... Alright, I don't know if this is some weird shit. I don't know if I want to say this at all. Basically, some porn company, the girl's like a porn star or something, and then they trick, I don't know if she watched that at all.
Well, there's a video showing
it. Yeah, it's like a cock ninja.
What?
So basically what's, oh my god, I didn't scroll down.
Do not scroll back up.
So essentially, we don't need to watch that. They've obviously taken a girl who's like a porn star or something, made her do a glory hole thing, and it's her brother on the other side or something. Look at this girl, what the fuck? And then they go, ta-da, it's your brother, and then she's probably going to sue them. But it's weird, because they'd have to...
He doesn't care.
I feel like they'd have to trick the guy as well, because who's going to be like, unless they're both mad into just smoking meth.
Well, they must both be porn stars. Which is a lovely family, isn't it?
Lovely family? That's the two cousins that we were talking about earlier.
It's all linked.
It is. It's just Kevin and Gwendolyn. Sucking each other's cocks. Right. I'd say on this podcast, because it's been very weird. This has been the first ever General Banter podcast with Colin Geddes as your host. That's me and Maureen.
That's me.
Yes. High five. Do you want to plug your Instagram there? I've plugged mine. Mine's at Colin Geddes. Follow me for photos and pictures.
Mine's mo.bell, which means beauty.
It's all makeup and cups of coffee, isn't it?
Yep. All the nice things.
Come to Lavery's on the 2nd of September, because we're going to record the second ever live General Banter podcast. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd. And I just remembered that there's a Scottish guy doing support, Ray Bradshaw.
Cool.
I think it's that day. We've never met, but Chrissy Bowes has booked them for OMA. We should go to that too, maybe.
Could do.
I think it's Joe Rooney, is it? We'll do that. And then the next Lavery's after that is the 23rd, which is part of Belly Laughs.
Can't wait.
And I'll announce the old act for that after the 2nd. Our gig on the 2nd. And then what's on the 7th of October, Maureen? Ask me.
What's on, Colin?
The Day Fest.
Is it?
Another Day Fest. Shitting gold at Lavery's these days. And then the one after that, I'm not sure, then the start of November is...
Slaves.
Tim McGarry, and then the one after that, I'm not sure, and then the one after that is Foil Arms and Hog.
So
the lineups and Lavery's are getting absolutely fucking stupid, and it's all £6. The Day Fest is going to be £6.
All £6 across the board.
Like, you're getting...
There will be still some of the student nights still, won't there?
Yeah.
Some of them, but some of the bigger gigs like Belly Laughs, we have to do it.
It's just six, but £6 still great. The Empire, I think, is £8.
Probably.
And there's a load of
comedy
nights.
And we've done ones before that are like 12 because you're getting so many people.
Yeah, but
Whereas now we're going to go six.
We've readjusted it now where...
keep it...
We'd rather it was full of people.
It was always full of people, though, yeah. Funny enough. But it... Yeah.
And by the way, I'm headlining the Dead Fest because I don't do any sets in Belfast, really. But I'm going to do one then.
That'd be good.
Get some new material slammed up in it. And, you know...
Everyone should like the Lavery's Facebook page too, because we'll be doing way more shit on it, I think, won't we?
Yeah, give Lavery's Facebook page a like.
It's Lavery's Comedy Club Belfast.
Lavery's Comedy Club Belfast. I'm going to make up a General Banter podcast page, which I'd like you to like also. Because
that'll have everything probably on it.
That'll have a lot of stuff. Give them all a like. We're going to make a lot more content soon. So get involved.
And if you've never been to Lavery's, we will be doing competitions from now on to get people, just so that it's like you're getting something back if you've been before.
Yeah.
You can win free tickets to go.
Do you reckon we should do like a loyalty card?
We could do a loyalty card, because there's a lot of people come every time. You sort of go, oh, you deserve like a free night or something.
If you could get a Lavery's Comedy Club loyalty card, where if you go to 4 gigs, you get 5th one free plus 1. Cool, isn't it?
Should do something like that.
Which is clever, because if there's a couple, like say it was me and you, had a card each and we both went 4 times, we both get in a plus 1. So there's even more people getting in. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, you get a free plus 1 and you're free. You get more people in the game then. You know what I'm saying? this podcast is going to be about fucking 2 hours long, but yeah, first ever General Banner podcast. Enjoy it. Wait for the t-shirts to drop. ColinGettis.com. Buy your other t-shirts. Can we have eggs now?
So many eggs.
Right. See you later.
Bye.